Okay, let's unpack this.
Right.
Today's deep dive is into, well, a fascinating high-level concept. It's drawn directly from a document called Regional Price Shifts and Interstate Migration. And our mission really is to explore the power, the implications of its core question, how regional price shifts are influencing interstate moves. This is where it gets really interesting, I think, because we're going to look at just how much insight you can actually pull just from engaging with a really precisely framed problem statement.
Exactly.
It's almost like becoming well-informed just from the question itself.
And what's fascinating here is precisely that how much we can infer, understand about something pretty complex just by grasping the question being posed. This phrase, how regional price shifts are influencing interstate moves, it gives us this unique chance to consider not just the surface of the topic,
Right.
but the underlying dynamics, the potential lines of investigation it sort of inherently suggests. It really does highlight how critical the framing of a topic is for how we as learners kind of first approach new information.
It's incredible, isn't it? Just that phrase alone,
It is.
how regional price shifts are influencing interstate moves. It immediately brings so much to mind. You instantly start thinking about economic factors, obviously, but also housing market dynamics, right? Differences in cost of living between states,
Huge differences.
and the very sort of human decisions people make when they decide to move. It's all baked right into that one
It
question.
really is.
But let's dig a little deeper there. What specific economic levers does that phrase regional price shifts hint at for you?
That's a good question. When we hear regional price shifts, yeah, the mind immediately goes to core economic indicators.
Okay.
We're probably talking about more than just like a general cost of living number.
Right, not just vague.
No, this implies looking at things like consumer price index variations, perhaps region by region, state by state, or maybe, detailed housing price indexes showing these significant gaps. And wage differentials could be a big part too. Are people actually moving to places where their skills get paid more, even if the cost of living is maybe a bit higher?
Interesting point.
It suggests a quantitative study, probably involving some economic modeling to try and isolate these specific price impacts. Yeah.
So we're definitely not just talking about money in some abstract way. We're talking specific economic pressures.
Exactly. Pressure points.
That's a huge piece of insight right there. But then there's the other half, interstate moves.
Yeah.
Beyond just the economics, what kind of human and demographic factors does that part bring up for you? What social shifts are we kind of inferring?
Right. Interstate moves immediately shifts the focus. It's demographics, it's social dynamics. This isn't just about spreadsheets and models, it's about population shifts. What do those movements actually mean for the states people are leaving and the states they're going to?
Yeah, the impact.
Are we seeing, say, a brain drain from one area, or maybe an influx of new talent, new skills into another? It suggests research using, well, statistical analysis of population data, maybe IRS migration data that's often used, or Census Bureau figures, or even maybe private demographic surveys. And you can immediately start inferring potential impacts, right, on state tax bases, demand for schools, hospitals, public services, even local cultural shifts potentially. This isn't just about individual choices, it's the aggregate behavior reshaping entire regions.
So just from this one single question, we can already kind of picture the data sets needed,
Yeah.
the potential ripple effects on society. It's like the title is this perfectly designed signpost.
That's a good way to put it.
Tells you where you're likely heading and maybe even what kind of analytical vehicle you'll need for the journey.
Right.
So, thinking about the research itself, then, what kind of methodologies would be implied by a question structured like this? What analytical approach would you expect?
Well, given the scope we've just talked about, this question clearly implies a need for pretty robust statistical analysis. You'd likely see things like regression models.
Okay, regression, why?
Well, to try and isolate the impact of specific price shifts on migration patterns while attempting to control for all the other things that make people move,
Like jobs or.
jobs, climate, family reasons, yeah, all those other variables.
Got it.
There'd be a big focus on causality, too. Are price shifts actually causing the moves, or are they just correlated? That's a key distinction.
Correlation isn't causation.
Exactly. And it also suggests maybe the potential for longitudinal studies tracking migration over time as regional prices change and evolve.
Right, seeing the trends.
It's not just about what the data is, but how it's analyzed to get at this really complex human behavior.
So what does this all mean then? I mean, wrapping this part up. It means that even without, you know, a stack of sources in front of you, just by engaging deeply with the core premise, with a well-formed question like how regional price shifts are influencing interstate moves, you can gain a huge amount of insight.
A surprising amount.
You, the listener, can immediately start building this mental map, right, of the likely economic indicators involved, the demographic trends, the research methods.
Yeah, you're priming yourself.
It really underscores the value in recognizing the immediate implications of a compelling topic just by focusing hard on the problem it sets out to explore.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, just think about how often we encounter new information, an article, a report, where maybe the most profound initial impact actually comes from the question being asked or the core problem being laid out.
That first framing.
Exactly. It's like a foundational layer of understanding that lets you anticipate and sort of organize the details that follow.
That makes sense.
So maybe a final thought for you listening. When you next come across a new article or maybe a research paper, pause for a second. What immediate questions does its title alone spark in your mind, even before reading a single sentence? What insights, even if they're just inferred, can you glean just from the problem it sets out to explore? It can really prime you for the full deep dive to come.